ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وَحَبَسَنِي عَن نَفْعِي بُعْدُ آمَالِي وَخَدَعَتْنِي الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا وَنَفْسِي ومطالي يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. We were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication in which the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, says, يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك أن لا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. O my Lord, so I ask you by your might not to let my evil deeds and acts veil my supplication from you. In this regard, we said that Imam Ali alayhi salam is mentioning one important principle in the acceptance of our supplications. It is the role that sins play in the acceptance of our prayers. There are some obstacles, there are some impediments in the way of supplications to be heard from the Almighty Allah and to be responded by Him. And to explain these procedures more, we had a look at the concept of soul again. That the soul can be darkened, it can be obscured. And we have the concept of death of the heart in the verses of the Holy Quran and the words of the Ahlul Bayt. The Islamic narrations assert that of the most significant factors that somehow lead to the death of the heart is its alienation from Almighty Allah, which is caused by disregard for the signs of the Almighty Allah and committing sins. So by committing sins, our supplications will not be capable of reaching high enough. It is the flaw. The flaw is not in the strength of call or in its delivery. It is in the ability of the supplication that it lacks. This is exactly the state of obscurity of heart. This is the state of disconnection from the Almighty Allah.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements. And my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, God, that we're here, feeling so good. I'm about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Some of the verses of the Holy Quran suggest that sins committed by a person evolve to become a rust and dirt on the heart, sealing it, cutting it off from the Almighty Allah. Sometimes the sins invert the heart totally, so it cannot have its two important functions, which is at first receiving the light and then using that light to control and manipulate the movements, the words, actions, and deeds of the servant. Sometimes the servants committing sins will continue to do so until their heart are cut off from Almighty Allah. If the heart is disconnected from Allah, it gets inverted, it becomes upside down, it loses all its operative features. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, my father used to say, nothing is more destroying for the heart than the sin it commits. The heart, indeed, engages in a battle with the sin, and the sin continues to remain in it until it overpowers the heart. Hence, it becomes turned upside down. He, alayhi salam, is also reported to have said that when a servant in person commits a sin, a black spot appears in his heart, and if he repents of it, it disappears. But if he persists in committing the sin, the spot becomes bigger and bigger until it overcomes the heart. And if this happens, then he would never become victorious after this. So this is one of the aspects of some of the sins. Sometimes the sins invert the heart, and sometimes the sins deprive the man of the sweetness of remembrance. The believing hearts experience sweetness in remembrance of Allah, in dhikr of Almighty Allah, a sweetness above which there is no sweetness when you talk to them, because they have experienced it. But when the heart becomes turned upside down, it is deprived of this sweetness. It no longer perceives the sweetness of talking to the Almighty Allah. Brothers and sisters, what we are trying to maintain, what we're claiming, is that committing sins has got different consequences, only one of which is veiling our supplications from the Almighty Allah. Only one of the consequences of committing sins is that our sins will withhold our prayers. This is caused by the alienation of the heart from the Almighty Allah, and this is from among those direct effects of sin on man. We will continue discussing this part in the next episodes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, guide me all the way to your journey.